Welcome to Forbes Field in Pittsburgh, for the game between the New York Mets and the Pittsburgh Pirates. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets, batting in the leadoff spot, the right fielder, Jim Hickman. Batting second, the center fielder, Jim Pearsall. Batting third, the second baseman, Ron Hunt. Batting fourth, the left fielder, Frank Thomas. Batting fifth, the first baseman, Tim Harkness. Batting sixth, the third baseman, Charlie Neal. Batting seventh, the shortstop, Al Moran. Batting eighth, the catcher, Norm Sherry. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Carl Willie. Pitching for the New York Mets, Carl Willie. For the Pittsburgh Pirates, batting in the leadoff spot, the second baseman, Dick Schofield. Batting second, the center fielder, Bill Verdon. Batting third, the right fielder, Roberto Clemente. Batting fourth, the left fielder, Jerry Lynch. Batting fifth, the catcher, Smokey Burgess. Batting sixth, the first baseman, Don Clendenin. Batting seventh, the third baseman, Bob Bailey. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Johnny Logan. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Harvey Haddix. Pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Harvey Haddix. And now, play ball. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman strikes out. One out. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Clemente. Pearsall reaches second base with a double. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt hits a fly ball into left field. Lynch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is walked intentionally. Tim Harkness is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harkness strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schofield takes first base on ball four. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Schofield. The throw from Sherry and he is out, Moran applying the tag. One out. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Verdon moves to second. Two outs. Jerry Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harkness scoops it up and throws to first, with Willie covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neal hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Lynch. Neal reaches second base with a double. Al Moran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moran bunts towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Neal moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Norm Sherry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sherry hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Neal scores. Moran moves to second. It's 1-0, Mets. Carl Willie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Willie bunts towards the mound. Haddix fields it and throws to first for the out. Moran moves to third. Sherry moves to second. One out. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0 for 1 in the game. Hickman hits a fly ball into left field. Lynch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Moran tags and scores. Two outs. It's 2-0, Mets. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bailey fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Don Clendenin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenin hits a fly ball into right field. Hickman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Moran fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Johnny Logan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Logan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bailey moves to third. Harvey Haddix is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haddix hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Pirates nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0 for 1 in the game. Hunt hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Thomas hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hunt moves to third. Tim Harkness is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harkness is 0 for 1 in the game. Harkness hits a ball on the ground towards short. Logan scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Hunt scores. Two outs. It's 3-0, Mets. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neal is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Neal hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bailey fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Ed Cranepool now playing first base. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schofield is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Schofield hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Verdon strikes out. One out. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 0 for 1 in the game. Clemente hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Willie fields it and throws to first for the out. Schofield moves to second. Two outs. Jerry Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch is 0 for 1 in the game. Lynch hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Pirates nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Vern Law now pitching. Al Moran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moran is 0 for 0 in the game. Moran hits a ball on the ground towards short. Logan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Norm Sherry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sherry is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Sherry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schofield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carl Willie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Willie is 0 for 0 in the game. Willie strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Burgess hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Clendenin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenin is 0-for-1 in the game. Clendenin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0-for-1 in the game. Bailey takes first base on ball 4. Clendenin moves to second. Johnny Logan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Logan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Logan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Moran fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Pirates nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Hickman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Pearsall strikes out. There goes Hickman. The throw from Burgess to second, and Hickman is out. Two outs. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hunt hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Thomas hits a fly ball into left field. Lynch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Vern Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schofield is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Schofield hits a fly ball into left field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Verdon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Willie fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Pirates nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is called out on strikes. One out. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neal is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Neal hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bailey fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Moran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moran is 0-for-1 in the game. Moran hits a fly ball into right field. Clemente settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 0-for-2 in the game. Clemente hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hunt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch is 0-for-2 in the game. Lynch hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Burgess hits a fly ball into right field. Hickman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Clendenin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Clendenin takes first base on ball 4. Lynch moves to second. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Bailey hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lynch scores. Clendenin moves to second. It's 3-1, Mets. Johnny Logan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Logan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Logan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Clendenin scores. Bailey moves to second. It's 3-2, Mets. Willie Stargell pinch hits for Vern Law. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell takes first base on ball 4. Bailey moves to third. Logan moves to second. Larry Bearnerth now pitching. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schofield is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Schofield hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cranepool scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Schofield for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Pirates 2. The Mets will come to bat. Tommy Sisk now pitching. Norm Sherry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sherry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Sherry is hit by the pitch. Choo Choo Coleman pinch runs for Norm Sherry. Larry Bearnerth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Coleman. The throw from Burgess and he is out, Logan applying the tag. One out. Larry Bearnerth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bearnerth hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sisk fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Hickman hits a line drive into center field. Verdon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Pirates 2. The Pirates will come to bat. Choo Choo Coleman now catching. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Verdon takes first base on ball 4. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 0-for-3 in the game. Clemente bunts towards the mound. Bearnerth fields it and throws to first for the out. Verdon moves to second. One out. Jerry Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lynch hits a pop-up towards short. Moran settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Burgess hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bearnerth fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Pirates 2. The Mets will come to bat. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sisk fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Hunt takes first base on ball 4. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bailey fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Pirates 2. The Pirates will come to bat. Rod Cannell now playing left field. Don Clendenon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Clendenon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Bailey bunts towards the mound. Bearnerth fields it and throws to first for the out. Clendenon moves to second. One out. Johnny Logan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Logan is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Logan strikes out. Two outs. Ted Savage pinch hits for Tommy Sisk. Ted Savage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Savage hits a fly ball into right field. Hickman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Pirates 2. The Mets will come to bat. Al McBean now pitching. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0-for-1 in the game. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McBean fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neal is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Neal takes first base on ball 4. Al Moran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moran is 0-for-2 in the game. Moran hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McBean juggles the ball. That's an error on McBean. Neal moves to second. Choo Choo Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schofield fields it and throws to second for the out. Neal moves to third. Two outs. Larry Bearnerth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bearnerth is 0-for-1 in the game. Bearnerth strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9. With the score, the Mets 3, and the Pirates 2. The Pirates will come to bat. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schofield is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Schofield hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Verdon bunts towards third. Neal fields it and throws to first for the out. Schofield moves to second. One out. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 0-for-3 in the game. Clemente hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Schofield moves to third. Jerry Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Lynch takes first base on ball 4. Clemente moves to second. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Burgess hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cranepool fields it and throws to second for the out. Schofield scores. Clemente moves to third. Two outs. It's Mets, 3. Pirates, 3. Ron Brand pinch runs for Smokey Burgess. Don Clendenon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenon is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Clendenon is hit by the pitch. Brand moves to second. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Bailey takes first base on ball 4. Clemente scores. Brand moves to third. Clendenon moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Pittsburgh Pirates, 4, and New York Mets, 3. Goodbye from Forbes Field in Pittsburgh.